So it's Monday morning. We're going to kick off with a quick discussion around routines. Now, we always talk about kids needing routines, especially when they're younger. You know, they're like little terrorists. They basically don't understand how to deal with the day or what to prioritize. But that's not their fault. They don't have that experience about how to prioritize. They just want to be kids and have fun. But what I've realized over the last few years, particularly around coaching, is that most adults are the same. They like routine. Now, we're all different. We like different kinds of routine, but it's actually when that routine is broken that we really start to suffer because we lose that sort of flow. Now, it might be an external event. It might be a job change, an emotional situation, a family change. But either way, routines provide us some level of certainty within life, which is essentially massively uncertain. We all believe that we are in control of our own lives, but in reality, there are so many external factors that can dictate that, that we can only control what we can literally control. Now, it's really interesting to me that when we look at routine is very carefully aligned with habits and with environment. So the way we manage our environment will dictate our routine. Our routine then will dictate the way we operate in the world, our habits, etc. This is really top of mind for me at the moment as my wife has left the business and she's now started a new career. Now, that's thrown a bit of a grenade into our current routine in that she would do a lot of the stuff at home, a lot of the school stuff, etc. Whereas now she's starting early in the morning, finishing for school time, working, so to speak, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. So what's really interesting for me is running a couple of businesses on my own is that I've had to change my routine to allow hers to work, which is, look, it's challenging, don't get me wrong, but it's actually really interesting when you look at it and say, well, if I now have to help someone else's routine, my daughter is obviously at school, so that's kind of really important to enable her needs. You actually have to unpack things and go, well, this is how I've done things for X period of time. And for me, it's essentially 13 years. And now I have to change. And it's pretty overwhelming at first. Like, for argument's sake, I've never focused my time on school holidays. I've made sure I've got flexibility, but my wife has always been off. We've made that work within the business. But now, for the first time since we've had our daughter, I'm going to have to manage my time in the holidays. And now she's coming up 11, so she's a bit more practical and we can do more with her. But it means for a long period of time, my schedule is going to have to be replanned to make sure I'm there for her and it's not stressful for the family and that the business can meet my needs. Now, it's really interesting in that at first I find that very challenging. I like to run my own day with my own flow. What it's actually done is it's done the reverse. It's actually said, well, hold on, how can I be more efficient? Where can I spend my time most effectively? What's more important? What's a backup plan? You know, what systemization can I use? So for argument's sake, last week I built a Trello weekly planner. Now I'm working through that this morning. This is one of those tasks, creating the podcast. And it's amazing because I don't have to think about it. And I just go through the process and, you know, within the first 20 minutes, I've knocked over a few things simply because I've got the right tools in place. I've got the right tasks in place. I've got the right priorities in place. And also, interestingly, this is the first day of using it thoroughly. There's a few things that don't work. I'm going to, you know, there's a scheduled tweak and change due to customers and clients. I've got to be a bit more flexible. So rather than just allow the chaos to reign, I've just shuffled that in my Trello board. Okay, so I know what's coming up. I can check on my phone anytime what I need to prioritize and just adapt. And it's a really interesting exercise for me in prioritization, in understanding what I need to be doing with my time, where I need to be for others, being more prepared, more organized. So, you know, getting up when my wife gets up at 6 a.m. and I've got, you know, hours of time to, you know, get ahead of the day, which means my day, in the middle of my day, can be more flexible. So when you think about how you function and move through your days when you're leading a team or just leading yourself like I am, think about prioritization. Think about using tools that actually do a lot of the thinking for you. It might be a Trello board. It might be an Excel spreadsheet. A bit more than a to-do list. More about prioritization throughout the week, understanding where you need gaps and flexibility, don't block in every minute. I just put in the key things, where my coaching sessions are, where I'm working on my other business, and then everything else is left open. So I've got all this flexibility, and each day I will fill those gaps with the appropriate things that are prioritized on that day. So we've got this mix of fluidity and structure. And I'm sure over the next couple of weeks, I'll find a different rhythm to that. And then when it comes to the summer holiday, the school holidays, I'll have to have another separate routine for that. But it's all about adapting and prioritization and being okay with it not being perfect. But if we use the 80-20 rule, if 80% of it's locked in, that's 80% of our brain capacity saved. 20% is adaptable. You know, we can do that. We're lone leaders. We're running businesses on our own, so we're able to adapt. So I'm an early, a late convert to the likes of Trello, etc. But it just gives me a sense of my environment allowing me to push my business forward without that sense of overwhelm, which we often fall into the trap of if we're not quite organized. So I've been Grant Difford, and this is Unspoken.